Kevin, your thoughts just getting through draft weekend and having an opportunity to bring these young guys in here and kind of get them acclimated to what Jets hockey could be about for them in years to come?
I think it's always an exciting time to see some new players come in and get a chance to see some of the players of the past as well, and see where they're at year over year. The off ice stuff will be real important for them, obviously, again, from a year over year standpoint for those that have been, and then for them, the new ones learning again about what our expectations are, what it's going to take for them to continue to make the steps towards the National Hockey League.
This week really is more about off ice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the on ice stuff is more about learning the fine art, the fine tuning of the positions, whether it's forwards or D, as you see they were split apart today. Lots of things that the coaches really preach about. What really having the NHL coaches involved really helps, in the sense that they try to kind of work in reverse. When you get a young player that comes in, see the deficiencies that are in their game, and then try to use a week like this to work at it the other way. Tell the kids that when Josh Morrissey first came in, like, this is the thing that really turned his game around, or Kyle Connor, or all the young guys. They come in and they do certain things when they're in college or junior or in Europe, that when they come to the National Hockey League, they have to learn how to do. So that's really what the on-ice component is. The off-ice, there's a lot of things about nutrition, the physical side of it, the training side of it, and then some assessments in that regard to see where the players are at.
Kind of tips like that might you provide Christian Vesalainen?
Well, I think you see a lot of the things they're working on today, like picking pucks off the boards, cutbacks, the little things that if you watch players like Wheeler and Scheifele and what they do so well out there on a regular basis, just that they do it naturally. Those are the kind of little nuances that the young players maybe don't understand, like the feeling of the pressure of a defenseman on your shoulder, and understanding, okay, here's what I can do now to escape it, those type of things in the small area games. Those are things that I think all players, certainly a player like Christian can learn from.
His decision to go back to the KHL, and he ended up with maybe less ice time than he might have got here in a lesser role. How do you see that affected his development one way or another?
Well, we kind of looked at it like it was a kid from junior, where when you send a kid down from junior going back to the CHL, they have to play in that league all year. And you're going to see different nuances with European contracts. We drafted a few players. David Gustafsson, for instance, like, he signed, but he has to go back this year because of the way the contractual things work. When you're a first rounder, you get the ability to have the flexibility of either going back or staying, and so obviously last year for Christian, it was important for him to go play at home in Jokerit, but I think the more important thing was, when their season was done, him coming back, and that was totally voluntary. That was something that, for us, we had no control over, but it was all dictated by him to come back and play for the Moose.
How big a year is this for him?
Well, he's, I think it's like a lot of young players. It's another step. I don't think that, it's any bigger than any other one when you're trying to make the National Hockey League. I think for him, it's about taking the next steps, and we'll see where those next steps are. So, there's a development path that's unique to each and every individual player, and Christian will be the same way.
How would you describe this week, Kevin, with just your RFAs and then obviously with July 1st looming? So
yeah, it's a busy time. You're kind of getting used to it now. This is, I think, the third or fourth time, or how many years that you've had this talking period, I guess, and the different nuances. It always takes on its own life. Some years, like a few years ago, we were looking for some specific things at this point in time. This year is a little bit different. You're looking maybe for some fine tuning things as opposed to the bigger picture.
Kevin, I think it's 4:00 Central Time is the RFA qualifying deadline.
Yeah,
realize we're a few hours ahead of that, but can you give us some insight into whether anybody's not going to be qualified of the group?
Of note, a couple players that won't be qualified, Nathan Beaulieu and Morrow. And Mark O'Donnell, those are the ones you're probably, the most, interested in, when it comes to that. But again, that doesn't mean you can't talk to him.
right, last year you didn't qualify Joe Morrow, but then you signed him a few days later. So would you say the door isn't closed necessarily on those players, even though they will become UFAs?
You know, I said it the other day at the rail in the after the draft that we keep an open door with you know, a lot of those players. And you know, again, you know, good quality people that you know, that were part of our organization, and you know, we'll continue to talk.
Any concern? Eric Comrie obviously would need to clear waivers, my understanding is, this fall, and I mean, he's obviously an asset in this organization. Is there some concern maybe over his status just because of that, and what to do with his case?
Well, I think, you know, any time that, you know, a player becomes waiver eligible, there's always, you know, that possibility and that. You know, Eric's a, you know, a real fine, you know, goaltender that is going to have a good career. So we'll see what plays out.
And then I just wanted to ask you overall general question about the state of your blue line prospects. You had them obviously in the two groupings today, and
yeah,
you added two high draft picks this year on the blue line. You've obviously got players like Logan Stanley, Dylan Sandberg in the system. Would you say that maybe of all the positions that right now the Jets are stockpiling a pretty good number of intriguing or promising prospects on the blue line?
Well, we're certainly, you know, excited, you know, about a lot of them, and you know, you get an opportunity to see, you know, Ville come in here and skate in front of us, you know, here now, and unfortunately, you know, Lundmark had to go back to Sweden for, you know, team commitments that he could not get out of. So, you know, you'd like to have seen him here, but you know, that's just, you know, part of the process, and you roll with the punches there. You know, Logan Stanley, you know, should be, you know, on the ice here, you know, shortly here. He's just got a little tweak that, again, at this point in time, it's not so much about the on-ice stuff. It is about the off-ice stuff. And for the players that have been here for a couple of times, you know, again, you want to make sure that you don't interrupt, you know, their training over the summer. Obviously, Dylan Sandberg is... you know, he's had two exceptional years in college. Can't have any better, you know, back-to-back national champions. And you know, he's had a lot of experience over a, you know, a very short period of time. And we're, you know, extremely excited about his development.
Every player has their own development path. You've talked about that. And maybe defensemen sometimes take a bit longer. But from all reports you got back, would it be safe to say Logan Stanley took significant strides in his season last year with the Moose from start to finish?
Yeah, you know, certainly during the period of time where we got really decimated, you know, on the Jets and you know, had several players called up, we toyed with the opportunity or the possibility of maybe calling him up, but you know, we felt it was actually going to be more important for him to continue to play and play, you know, a tremendous amount of minutes. I think the team was out in California there, and I think he was playing like 25, 28 minutes a night there. So he's, you know, it's, you know, part of the maturation process. You saw Josh Morrissey play a full year there, you know, in the American Hockey League. And, you know, there's lots of players that, again, just need that time and that experience, you know, at the pro level. But, you know, Logan had a really good first pro year.
Offer sheets or the potential for them with just the RFA class that's out there right now. Is that any concern on your end that could be something that you could be seeing with some of your high-end RFAs?
Well, you're familiar with the CBA, so you know that you know, that's a possibility, and you know, again, you just, all you can do is go about you know, doing your business and keep building your team. But you know, again, when it's a part of the CBA, you always have to be aware of it.
Would you match any? Or?
Well, I think you look at all the situations and determine it, but you know, certainly it'd be our intention to match, and you know, you've got the summer to figure anything out.
Kevin, where's Tucker Bowman in terms of his recovery?
Yeah, I think he's, you know, starting the on-ice side of his recovery. I think, you know, everything seems to be on track there. You know, one thing with Tucker, he's, you know, he's a physical specimen and trains, you know, extremely hard in the summer. So, you know, certainly not worried, you know, from the training aspect of things. But his, you know, his recovery is well on track.
How about you? I mean, the courting period, like you said, is different every year. Do you have anybody flying in for meetings?
No one flying in. You know, from our perspective, you know, we've had lots of conversations about, you know, different things that, you know, we're looking at or potentially, you know, may look to accomplish. But as far as anyone flying in, no one at this time.
Do you feel it's important here for Pullman, both and Sam? I mean, he could have taken big steps forward, and there could be opportunity on the back end with your group, depending on how things shake out.
Well, there'll certainly be, you know, competition, you know, for them to, you know, for jobs and to take those next steps. And young players, you know, when they, you know, need to fight their way through, it's always important.
Thanks, Kevin.
You traded Jacob, of course, and Ben and Tyler, you know, may not be back. So why not qualify a guy like Beaulieu?
Well, you know, again, I think, you know, you look at different circumstances for each individual and you know, there's parts of the CBA that, you know, sometimes work in your benefit and sometimes, you know, don't.
Did you say that conversations with Kyle Connor, Patrick Laine's camps, would you characterize them as just ongoing?
I'd characterize them as I always do, that I don't talk about negotiations.
Kevin, thinking back to 2011, you're talking to free agents, potential players. How much progress do you think you've made in what you have to sell for True North, Winnipeg, the Jets?
So, you know, again, there's obviously a lot of newness in everything. There was, 20-some players that we had to have initial conversations with about being traded to Winnipeg, you know, from Atlanta, so to speak. So, you know, you had that, you know, that process that was, you know, kind of well underway. And, you know, now when you're talking, you know, about your team, they're looking at your team and seeing, you know, do I have a chance to play? You know, and it's not so much do I want to come to Winnipeg. It's, you know, is there a spot in that lineup for me? And so it's a very different, you know, type of situation than it was, you know, back when, you know, the team first came. We have a, you know, a real solid core of players that we're, you know, building around and have been, you know, building around over the years. So when you're talking about a specific group now. And you know, as far as, you know, their openness to, you know, to Winnipeg, it really comes down to, you know, what's my role on the team going to be?
Kevin, sorry, just a quick housekeeping one on the players that weren't on the ice today. You mentioned Stanley should probably be out.
I would assume so. Right. You know, there's
Kovacevic,
you know,
also wasn't.
Yeah,
out there.
I don't know. He injured himself training at home. You know, so he had a little bit of an injury at the end of the year there, played through it, but I'm not sure if he'll be on the ice this week or not.
And the forward group, Shibasov is not here.
He's not here yet. My understanding is we're trying to get him here. You know, there was some visa stuff that you know, with from the Russian standpoint is much more difficult to just turn around in short order. And Gustafson, you know, I don't believe Gustafson will be on the ice, you know, easier. Yeah.
Okay. And then the other one was CJC's team.
Yeah, so
obviously he had a really good camp with you guys last year, good start to a season, and then the unfortunate injury.
Yeah, so CJ's here. Basically, he got a medical exemption to come because technically, you know, he wasn't able to come because he's kind of graduated through the development camp process, but he got a medical exemption based on his shoulder. So he had a personal commitment that he couldn't come. I just saw him in the dressing room here, so I assume he'll be on tomorrow.
So he's to the point of his recovery, he's fully
able to. And that's part of the reason why he's here. So, you know, we can have the ability, or he has the ability, to get on the ice and work with the coaches. Whereas, you know, if he didn't have an injury, he's already graduated through that process.
Is the priority for you, Kevin, for this free agency period, whether it be restricted or unrestricted, to sign your own players and try to fill spots, I think, from within? Or
you've got to be open to everything. Obviously, the market is the market, and you know, there's certain, you know, situations that are basically out of your control when it comes you know, to the market. So you know, you'll keep in contact with everybody and both your own and obviously the outside you know, people during the talking period and you know, see where it goes.
Do you have a need you feel on your roster that you'd like to address through free agency?
You know, again, a lot of it will be, you know, just if there's a right fit. We do feel that there's some internal players that, you know, could challenge for, you know, for jobs. You know, again, you want to be, I guess, mindful of, you know, what you're putting in front of them. Does it, you know, help your team? Does it really not help your team? Would it be better to have, you know, some internal candidates there? So those are the things that, you know, that we're talking through right now.
There's been a lot of speculation that the salary cap was going to be higher than what it ended up being. Has that had to adjust the way that you guys approach it, with it being lower?
Well, certainly, you know,
heavy on the wings and not at center and D. How do you feel about the overall balance of it?
You know, again, I think that, you know, it's probably still a little bit of a work in progress, you know, at this point in time. But, you know, if you look at, I guess, you know, some of our strengths, I think we've got, you know, just an exceptional, you know, top centerman in Mark Scheifele. I think our wings and, you know, in Line A and in, you know, Nealers and, you know, Wheeler and Connor are, you know, exceptional. I think that, you know, they provide lots of different things. You've got some size in some guys, you've got some speed in others. You know, I think Brian Little's, you know, a very good two-way centerman. You know, certainly some would say that you'd like, you know, more high-end offense, you know, but again, I think, you know, he provides something that, you know, a lot of players, you know, really strive for, and that's that two-way game.
Do you know if Patrick's on his just regular summer program? I know he talked at the exit meetings there with us that he'd had a lingering sort of back issue and then I think a bit of a groin issue in the playoffs as well. Is he skating as he normally would be?
Well, I don't know that he normally skates at this point in time of the summer or not yet, but you know, just from the medical reports that that we get weekly, you know, it sounds like everything's on track.
Same with Ehlers with the ankle.
Yeah.
Is Parlin, I mean, we talked a lot about other prospective guys. Is Parlin Holmes still kind of on the radar?
You know, again, you know, he falls into the UFA category that, you know, he has opportunity to talk and, you know, we have opportunity to talk to him as well.
GMs who have free agents get asked this question. Do you spend any time worrying about an offer sheet?
You know, again, I guess it's part of the CBA. So you, you know, you're cognizant of it. You have no control over it. So, you know, again, you just, you know, like all parts of the CBA, you're aware of it.
Are you surprised at all at the numbers being talked about of various free agents and the contracts being handed out? Is it being changing at all?
You know, again, it's July 1st, so, or not July 1st yet, but it's, you know, approaching July 1st, so you're never surprised, you know, when, you know, you see some of those things. But, you know, again, it's you've got a cap, so, like, essentially you got a piece, you know, you've got a pie, and there's, you know, only so many different ways you can divvy it.
Any thoughts on the schedule that came out today? You no doubt had it in advance a bit to digest it and maybe how it differs at all from last year when maybe it was a little more clustered?
Yeah, so certainly, you know, again, not having to, I guess, take the 12-day block or whatever to go to Europe, you know, eased, I think, some of the, you know, some of the things that were problematic, you know, for us, you know, last year. But, you know, I haven't really dove into it, I guess, too much. But, you know, we were able to, you know, work on a few things on the logistics side of it, you know, with busy buildings, you know, on not only your own side, but the other side. Once it gets to a structural form, when you first get to see it, you know, there's a lot of things that are pretty baked. But the schedule worker worked real hard in trying to, you know, accommodate, you know, some of our concerns.
Great. Will this be the most challenging offseason that you've had, just, I mean, the sheer quantity of restricted and unrestricted and kind of...
You know, it seems like, you know, every summer that question kind of gets asked, and this is the, you know, the next summer is always the most important one, but that's the truth. You know, like, you know, the opportunities, you know, the work that we have in front of us is real important. We've got, you know, a lot of work that needs to be done with, you know, with exceptional players that, you know, we've, you know, drafted in a big part of our organization, a big part of our future. So this summer will be the most important one till the next one.
And on Josh Morrissey, obviously, as of July 1st, you would be able to negotiate an extension. I realize you have a lot of things on your plate, but is that something this summer that you might speak with his camp about?
I got a very big plate, yeah.